Just jeansing around.
I'm not just jeansing. This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Spotify.com.
It's not, you said
Spotify.com.
But that's the 2 weeks in a row you said.
No, but that's the website, isn't it? Where they go to try it.
No, man. They go to, they go to yourmomshousepodcast.com and there's a banner for Spotify.
Yeah, I forgot.
This is 2 weeks in a row you've done
this. You know why, though?
Why?
Because that's how I found it. I actually used Spotify before they became our sponsor.
Okay, we don't want them to do that, though. We want them to go through our site.
Oh yeah. So guys, don't do what I do.
What she said 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, go to our website first, click on the banner.
Yourmomshousepodcast.com.
And then go to Spotify through our banner.
Oh my god, that's not even it either. What is wrong with you? You're killing this right now.
Wait, what do you mean? So they click on the banner.
And then they register for it. It's free. Right. It takes 90 seconds. No, it goes to Spotify's Facebook page.
Oh.
And you go through there. It takes 90 seconds, and then you get Spotify, which is so far, honestly, of all the things like we've been exposed to sponsor-wise, that's the best one.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. What?
What? It is.
No, I know. I've tried it. Like I said, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome.
You don't have to download the songs or anything. It just plays immediately. Like you just search and you get every song you can think of, you can just type in, boom. Any artist, all their whole catalog comes up.
Mm-hmm. Any hip hop music you like.
Yeah, it's my favorite
one. It's there. I look up my old goth tunes that I like. Recently I went
Spotify crushes all the other music downloads.
It's not Pandora, look, here's the problem with that. They play a lot of ads.
Right.
And like, let's say you're wanting to go and listen to Susie and the Banshees. You type that in.
Mm-hmm.
They play bands like Susie and the Banshees.
Right.
But maybe you'll get one Susie song.
Here you get all that shit immediately. Bam. It's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. So again, you go to our site.
You go
to your mom's house podcast.com. And you click the Spotify banner. It takes 90 seconds to sign up for. It's free. There is no, you're not going to end up paying for anything at all. It's a free, completely free service, and it's rad. And we're happy to have Spotify on board. So please try that. And as always, our good friends at Amazon, we do all our shopping at Amazon. You can also go to our site.
What's that URL?
It's www.amazon.com. yourmomshousepodcast.com.
Yeah, I'm glad you said the www.
Otherwise, you're screwed.
Nobody knows where to go.
You got to go onto the World Wide Web, and then that's how you find it. But you go there. There's also a banner. It's right next to our Spotify banner. And then this is what we asked. This is also, we're just asking you to shop for what you were going to shop for anyways through our banner.
Right.
That way, they kick a little bit back to your two favorite moms. And, you know, it helps support the show.
I just did it the other day. I've been an Amazon fool.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought us the ink cartridge that we just put in our printer.
Yep. Very smart of you.
Mm-hmm. I bought some birthday gifts for my pops last week.
Oh, somebody else has a birthday coming up.
Don't tell everybody.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm so depressed, Tommy.
Oh, come on.
My Smurf day's coming up pretty soon.
That's exciting.
I guess.
It's exciting.
I'm old.
You're not old.
I'm dying.
Well, if you love us,
I'm almost dead.
And you shop through Amazon, please do it through our banner. It helps us a lot. With that out of the way, this weekend, where are you going to be, little jeans?
Well, Titus Tyus jeans, I'm going to be at Marco Island, Florida at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Mm.
Marco Island, Florida. And I'm really excited. That's a very unique place. It's a rite of passage for many comedians.
Yeah.
Carlos Mencia was just there, mm-hmm. and now I'm going to be there.
I played that club.
I know.
I played it a few years ago.
I know.
Crab claws.
I can't wait.
They do.
I know.
Captain Brian's.
Captain Brian's his name. Runs a club, and then I'm going to be in San Francisco.
But it's really fun. You'll have a great time. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, you'll have a good time at the shows. If you're in that area, please go. You got to go see Christina.
I'm asking. I'm like, really?
Yeah,
no,
it is.
It'll
it's
be fun.
Fun.
It's always. And then San Francisco, I will be at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco.
That's a great club.
I love it. June 14 through 16, come see me there. And you, Mommy Jeans?
June 14 through 17, I will be at the Toledo Funny Bone.
Hey-o.
In Toledo, Ohio.
Now, next door, they have the that Cajun restaurant attached to the Toledo Funny Bone, if I'm not mistaken.
Do they? I haven't been there. Or never something. Been to that one. Don't know.
Yeah, I remember the food being very good there. Toledo's a good one.
Well, and I'm going to be, let's see, the week after, June 21st through 23rd, I'll be at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So, doing a little Midwest toe.
Really
you know
are.
What I'm saying. So please come and see me there, and then come and see me everywhere, and then just come and see me.
Jeans, you're coming home June 17, right?
No.
You're coming home June 18?
Yeah.
You know what day that is?
Yeah.
What day is it?
It's a very special day.
For what?
That's the day that my mommy came into the world.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All I want is my Wu-Tang Clan. The RZA is the master because he's Bobby Digital.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky. Christina
Pajitsky. Welcome to your mom's house.
Quite an explosive intro. I've never heard the explosions
the explosion,
like that.
Explosive version?
That's pretty awesome.
Did you like that? Did you like Charo at the top?
She really loves the Wu-Tang Clan. It's so weird.
I'm telling you, people are like, is that a plant? That's a fan.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
What do you think your mom's favorite Wu-Tang song is?
Oh, man. It's tough. I know she's a big fan of, like, she loves the Liquid Swords album.
But that's my favorite, yeah. The GZA.
She loves the original, Enter the 36 Chambers, like the first one.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love that? And we were just talking about Only Built for Cuban Links this weekend, the Raekwon Ghost collaboration.
I'm afraid I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, it's a phenomenal album. Phenomenal, phenomenal. But she also likes some of the experimental shit. Apparently, she's a big Bobby Digital fan, you know?
Bobby Digital, right.
Yeah, so she even knew, right. She even knew that he likes to... do things like add the you know when he does his Bobby Digital shit, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't actually. Well, I don't know that.
There's like this thing he does like when he's Bobby Digital, he'll do digital noises like a robot would. You
like
know?
Biz Markie?
It's a little different. Let me see if I can give you a good example. Like that.
Wait, that doesn't sound like a real skill.
Yeah.
I can do that
too. That's when he's Bobby Digital. Though.
I can do that too. That's not a talent if I can do it too.
I don't know. I mean, you're going to say that to my mom? You're going to tell her that she's wrong?
Break beats and shit, right?
Uh huh.
Niggas still making money off of those shits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The same shits for 1,000 years and shit, right?
Mm hmm.
The B, the O, the B, the B, the Y, the D, the I, the G, the I, the T, the A, the L, the B, the O.
She knew, man. She knew.
I like it.
The Y, the D, the I, the G, the I, the D, A, L, the D, L. Yo, you know what's to be robust, the greatest truth since COVID.
I mean, she knew.
Yeah.
Like, you heard her. I don't know if you caught it, but she'll, I mean, listen.
All I want is my Wu-Tang Clan. The RZA is the master because he's Bobby Digital.
I mean, she knew.
Wow.
She really knew, man. You know?
How did she? That's so crazy.
She's just a fan.
That a Peruvian 60-something-year-old woman would be such a
huge fan
of the Wu-Tang.
Huge fan.
I guess they're big in Peru.
I guess so. Hey, speaking of Wu-Tang, I had a great weekend in New York City.
Wow.
Guess who stepped in the room?
Did you run into a few of them? I know that one of them is a cab driver now.
I had two celebrity run-ins
trip
to New York. I did. First of all, I just fucking love that city.
It's awesome.
I really like New York City. I mean, that's like, I mean, obviously it's one of the great cities of the world, but I really I really appreciate going there now more. You know?
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like when you're younger, you're like, yeah, cool. This is so cool. But like now it's just like, I'm like, oh, this is one of the great cities of the world, yeah. man. Like, it's just so, I don't know. It's just so much happening. It's just fun. I mean, I put it on in line with like London, Rome, Paris. Like, it's just an awesome city to go to.
Oh, yeah. I think it's one of those places where you can just walk a street.
Yeah.
Like, you pick a street and just walk down it, and you're yeah. entertained.
You're entertained. I mean, I talk about it in my act. That's, like, in my 10 minutes of my act is, like, how entertaining walking the streets
yeah.
of New York
oh,
is.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, it's just so much fun, man. I had such a good time.
You know what I like, and it is in your act, is the crazy people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
the specific level of crazy that New York City, mm-hmm. I believe only New York City has. That, like, there's San Francisco crazy, there's Los Angeles homeless guy, and then New York City cultivates like a specific.
It's pretty wild.
You know what I mean?
It's a lot of people, man.
That's what it is. A lot of people from
a lot of people.
A lot of people from a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to disappear, you live in New York. You
man.
Know.
It's yeah. just amazing. Is like when you you know, like in a lot of places, wherever you live, that's like that's not, let's say, a New York, and you go like, I'm going to go into that store or that building, and you walk in and there's, you know, depending on the type of place, it'll be busy or it's not. Like
yeah.
in New York, it's like every place you walk into has 500 people in it.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So there's there's like a level of activity where you feel like you're somewhere where like shit's happening because there's mm-hmm. so many fucking people, man.
It's not that big, the island of New York. How is it like
I don't know.
4 miles or some shit? Or
nah, it's more than that. But it's yeah, it is.
Well, I think it's like 2 miles, isn't it? Like you could like
100 yards.
It's like 5 yeah,
it's like,
feet or
it's like
something.
Like 2 football fields.
But yeah, I know what you're saying. You feel like you're in the middle of the goddamn
something's going on.
Universe.
Yeah, you're like,
yeah.
holy shit. Yeah, it really is.
And they really are about like a year or two ahead of us. In terms of fashion and what's cool.
Fashion out of control.
Yeah.
To the point where like, you know, you see women walking down the street and you're like, holy shit, they're dressed like, you know, either supermodels or something very like trendy, cool, and then, you know, guys, you know, dudes.
Suits, a lot of suits.
But like cool
put
suits.
Put together. Like in London, remember we saw dudes in suits?
That was other level.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the best I've ever seen for suits.
London
yeah, by
far. The men are so well put together.
The guys, the dudes walking the streets.
That's where the dudes are at.
The dudes are
definitely
styly
dudes.
When you're walking down a London street, it's basically like they're like coming from a catalog shoot.
Oh yeah.
They're like oh like and you realize that's just how dudes dress every day.
And not like a Sears one. Like
no,
a nice one.
Like a really nice one.
Yeah, and there are a lot of models in New York. Like I think there are just a lot more models.
There are. Yeah.
But can I? Good-looking what I
people.
Like about LA though is that, and most in the Midwest too, is that you can look like a piece of shit pretty
yeah.
much. And it's totally acceptable.
Sure.
Like, you and I can walk into a really decent restaurant, which is
yeah.
jeans and a shirt in L.A., and they don't know if you're, like, a millionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be a scumbag producer
yeah.
and be, like, a gazillionaire, or be just a silver, like, douchebag like
yeah.
us.
Yeah,
like, you can't tell in L.A. who's got the cachet.
L.A., you're fucking screwed. You could be sitting next to, like, Spielberg's son, you know?
I just farted, everybody.
You did fart. And, yeah, everyone's
oh, you don't
like
even know,
asshole.
Dude. So who did you see?
Well, on my flight to New York, I haven't even told my sisters this yet, but I'm sure they'll be excited. I sat next to actor Chris Noth, who is big from Sex and the City.
You just made a million mommies out there. Super.
Mommy panties are wet.
A lot
right
of
now.
Girl boners right now.
Yeah. He was sat right next to me. We had a nice conversation. Nice guy.
He's handsome.
Very handsome.
Did you find him striking? His eyes.
You know, yeah. I mean, you know, he's like almost 60.
No.
Yeah. He's 57, I think he is.
Can I tell you, I didn't like his character, though, ever
in
the
big?
Movies.
In the, oh.
Yeah. Well, in the show or the movie, because the whole thing was like Carrie just loved him and he treated her like shit. He stood her up at the altar.
Yeah.
And then I guess the point of the story is like, if you wear a man
yeah.
down long enough, he'll marry you.
Right.
Like, if he treats you like shit, just hang in there, girl. Eventually.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Right? Let him treat you like crap. That's sexy, right?
Yeah.
And a guy's a douchebag.
There's a lot of guys like that in New York, though. That's a very,
you
like,
think?
Yeah, that's a very there? Like financial market yeah, yeah. type of personality.
Different.
It's like when you're doing really well in business and then you can, you just kind of like run through. That's a city to be single and run through people in. That's the kind of city.
You mean to fill them up and seal them shut?
If you want to seal some bitches shut, yeah. move to New York.
Yeah.
Because well, you also have, I was talking about this with somebody, like it's also about access. It's like in a lot of cities, you have to go somewhere to, like, let's say, you know, like if you wanted to do something in LA, you got to get in your car, you got to drive to like a club or something, right? Mm-hmm. But like in New York, you are surrounded by people all the time. You're walking down the street.
The pussy just walking around and shit. The
pussy's just right there. You just need to stick your hand out. Your hand's going to end up in a pussy.
You got to grab that pussy.
So it's an easier town to do that.
I think we just wrote a Cat Williams bit.
You grab that pussy. You're walking down the street. You're walking down the street. You close your eyes.
You know, you
got each hand. You got one hand out to your left, one hand out to your right. And one of them's going to end up with a pussy in it.
There you go.
Yeah,
I think you're right about that, and I think the movie American Psycho, there was a reason he was like a Wall Street
right.
piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a perfect.
Yeah, it's a great yeah.
dude.
Mm-hmm. Totally
makes me laugh. So now that Chris, now did you talk to him? Did you have?
Yeah, we had a couple. We talked a few times. It was a long flight. Yeah, so we you know, I got bumped up. Not gonna lie, I got bumped up to first. And
what a braggart! Why are you bragging about your status?
Hey, it's what happens.
So elitist now.
I asked him about, you know, Law and Order.
Well,
he was he was an original cast member. So
okay.
Do you know when Law and Order premiered?
No.
1990.
Really?
Yeah.
I never got into that show, so I don't really.
Right. It's 20.
Tell him that. 20. Tell him. Be like, my wife doesn't really.
Yeah,
like that
text
show.
Him right now. Hold on. We're talking. He's like, he goes, "What do you do for business?" And I was like, you know, I had to do the whole, like, normally I lie to people.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like for him, I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian, and he was like, really? And I was like, yeah.
I'm Robin Williams.
He was like, oh, do you know I worked with a comedian? He didn't know his name. He's like, I did a play on Broadway with a comedian, and I was like, who? And he was like, hold on. And he pulled out his phone. He was like, Jim Gaffigan.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, no, I heard of him.
We heard of him.
He's like,
yeah.
you know him? I'm like, I've met him.
Most
like,
people.
I was
have.
Like, he's doing all right. Yeah. He's like, yeah, yeah, he's a good guy. I'm like, yeah, he's funny, nice guy. Yeah, he's doing all right now.
That little play.
But he did say this. The stewardess, the flight attendant serving, like taking care of us in first was like really nervous.
To be around him?
It took me a sec. She looked nervous in general. But then I was like, oh, like he just has this pussy power thing.
Yeah.
When I see him. And I also noticed like when we stood up to like leave that the losers and coach were looking up
babe,
at us.
Babe, don't be like
and they,
losers, babe.
I could see women go like I, you know, they were like, holy shit, that's Mr. Big right there. They got so excited. Nobody
the Holy Grail
he
of,
told me,
of dudes.
He told me it's a level of fame, like that character, that made him paranoid. Like
really?
Especially when the show was at its peak. And the first movie was a huge hit.
Huge franchise.
He's like, man, like he's like everybody, you know, wants pictures. He was like, usually on American, this is a big plug for Delta's professionalism. He said, when I fly American, the flight attendants all want to take pictures with me.
Mm.
And he's like, but these Delta flight attendants are a little more professional.
Oh,
and I was like, there you go, Delta. Okay, do you think Delta?
But that Sex in the City
yeah.
is like. Candy and crack and women love that, and I'm guilty too. Okay, I'm immune to a lot of broad stuff.
Well, it's fun. It's a fun fantasy. It's a fantasy show.
The clothes are awesome. I don't relate to a lot of the characters. I like Charlotte a little bit.
Yeah.
I like Miranda a little bit. That Carrie, I don't like her character, but
it was a show.
It was a great show.
Found a great demo that loved it.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of women that like. That he's iconic to a lot of people. You know,
I didn't think
about that until I was like off the plane. I was like, he's really like.
Well, we didn't know his name until
right.
like the last season, or I believe, or even the movie. Like, you didn't know. All he was Mr. Big for like 10 years or
that's
some
it,
shit.
Huh? Yeah.
So that is iconic in and of itself. Your character, you wouldn't even know his real name.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So he's on a new show now. Not a new show, but he's on The Good Wife, which is an ABC show.
Good for him.
Yeah. But he's
a cute guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Cute guy.
I think we're probably going to do some work together.
You guys are totally similar, you know?
Absolutely.
You're probably going to have the same. I'm holding a pair of your underwear
right
now.
Oh, yeah.
What are these called? Are these boxer briefs?
Yeah.
Do you think he wears these?
I'm not sure what Chris wears. I'll give him a call, see what he's wearing right now.
Do you think he has brown stains?
Are there brown ones on those?
There's holes where you scratch aggressively.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then my other celebrity run-in, not as long and lengthy, but was Miss Paris Hilton.
Oh,
I was so excited. I sent her a tweet.
Oh, Paris.
I was like, Paris.
Oh, you're so talented.
Good move taking your hat off before you left.
She's, you know, I've seen her too in Hollywood one time at the 40 Deuce.
Oh, okay.
She was very beautiful. I thought she was very pretty.
I saw her in Vegas one time too at the Caesar shops.
The Caesar Chavez?
Smoking store? In the mall, which That's you're not cool. allowed to do.
So what's Paris up to? What was her?
I don't know. She was some guy was walking her down, and he was like, "When? Who did your last album?" Which implied to me that there's a new album coming.
I didn't know there was a first album.
There was an album, and she was like, "Warner Brothers, but
Wait, she sounds a lot like Maria. It's your sister.
They're like a rock producer album.
Do we know? Do we have Paris Hilton show on YouTube like her music?
Yeah.
Can we find a Paris Hilton song?
Yes.
Wait, who else? Kim Kardashian had a song, remember? And it was like one of those like super overproduced, like, I like to party, I like to party, mm-hmm. I like, and it's not even, you can't even tell that who's singing and stuff. That's how I imagine. What do you think Paris Hilton sings about? Like,
cool shit.
I got blonde hair.
She's one of my girls. Let's see.
What's that? Don't you? What's this?
I think this is the start of her video. I'm not sure. Somebody's getting their face flushed in a toilet. Let's see.
I don't think she'd put that up.
Yeah. Here it is.
Okay. Oh.
What's the most... Here it is.
Super processed, yeah.
Do your thing, girl. Yeah. What's the this good music?
Great.
Huh?
I'm gonna download this later.
Or just go look it up on Spotify.
I bet you it's on there.
It's definitely on there.
God, Paris Hilton's so talented, Tommy. Wait, do you want to know something that'll make you want to kill yourself?
How many hits this video has? Is that what you're referring to?
Worse, because that's probably monetized too. But she has a perfume out.
Yeah.
That has made just like literally a billion dollars. Uh-huh. Her fragrance line. Yeah.
She's on top of her business game. You have to give her that.
For
I don't
sure.
like the product, but she's sharp. What's the most amount of hits of a video like you have?
I don't know, maybe 1,000.
No, you have more than that.
maybe 3,000.
Something you put like your heart and soul.
Maybe a Laugh Factory video had 14,000 that I didn't even put up.
I mean, like you put your heart and soul and sweat into creating that.
Sure, jokes. Yeah.
This. $3.596 million. People love it, man. It's funny. People would just fucking just latch on to something, man.
This sounds exactly like everything in the world.
I did get to see something that was just kind of a cool little moment, and that was the moment right before she left the hotel, because she stopped right where I was sitting, and she was wearing a hat, like a stylish hat, took it off and brushed her hair.
Like a red hair a red hat society?
Yeah, well, kind of like a cool, like a smaller than that, though. But like, yeah, off to the side.
Oh.
Like, I do what I want.
Oh.
But she took it off, like, bad fashion choice. And then she was like, brush her hair. She brushed her hair.
Yeah.
And then when she was about to walk out the front door of our hotel,
yeah.
She put her bags down, and she composed herself to walk out the front door from the front door to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. She didn't just walk out. She was like, well, who knows that who's out there? She didn't know who was out there yet.
Well, paparazzi.
Right, but she didn't know that they didn't necessarily know where she was at every moment, but there's a possibility they might be. So then she just composed herself, and I saw her kind of stand up, straighten out her jacket, walk 5 feet.
That was so cool. Well, that's interesting.
Buns, I don't walk out like that.
Nah. You and me, kid?
No, I just blow a snot rocket out, grab my nuts, and then I just walk out.
If you're wearing pants. No, that's a skill, though, because yeah. she was actually one of the first people I would see pictures of in tabloids and be like, why does she look so good
yeah.
in every
she's,
photo?
She's sharp.
It's
she's
because
smart.
She poses.
She knows what she's
and
doing.
And then I did Chelsea lately, like a red carpet one time, mm-hmm. and I was like, why do my pictures look so fucking stupid? Because I didn't know that people posed. Right. So someone told me after they saw these terrible pictures, they're like, oh no, you need to, you know, put your hands on your hip, you do a 3/4 turn, and then you turn your head, blah, 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 blah. So it's a whole skill of taking good, like, paparazzi yeah. photos. It's a fucking thing for
people. I bet she's less terrible a person than people think.
Who knows?
I think we hate what you put out publicly.
Yeah.
We assume worse about you personally.
Yeah.
I bet she's like just an average.
I imagine? I just imagine she's like one of these dumb broads I grew up with a lot of money. Just
well, yeah, of course. But I'm saying, but there's a lot of those. You meet people like that and you're like, they're not as bad until they go, what about, do you like my music? Do you like my acting?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you're not good at that.
Like, she's not evil.
Right. You're not good at that.
She's just a dope, you know, like just
exactly.
be pretty. Just fucking open your legs and let Ray J. Wait, did she have sex with Ray J too?
No, babe.
Oh, that was Kim.
No, she had sex with her boyfriend at the time.
Oh, right. Yeah, some DJ.
Yeah, and then he, like, went
something.
To sell it. Like, it was pretty
oh,
shitty
what a
thing.
Douchebag. No, she's married. Isn't she married now?
No, I don't think so.
Or she's with somebody?
Probably. There's probably a few.
That's a pretty exciting.
There's probably a few that are getting slipped in there.
What an exciting week for you to meet.
And I had, you know, Gotham. That's a great Ooh. Club, man.
Yes.
It's a beautiful club. If you're a New York City native or in that area, that's a well-run club. It's on West 23rd in the Chelsea neighborhood, but it's
and that's where the dudes are at.
The
too.
Dudes are definitely in Chelsea. But I had a fantastic time. We had mommies come out, which I always love. We even had the couple that gave us the matchbook.
Oh yeah,
they came out. Yes. He had a Kingfish shirt on.
Nice.
And she had a homemade fucking camp shirt on.
Fucking camp.
And yeah, they're big podcast listeners.
That's awesome.
I think she's a psychologist.
Whoa, and, no.
You know, we were having fun talking about, she listens to a bunch of podcasts, and she was giving me her opinion on certain comics that we know.
Oh, I'd love to hear this.
And I was like, wow, you really know him.
Really?
And, yeah, and I was like, you know, I was thinking, actually, I didn't tell her this, but wow. like, that would be a good podcast to have a shrink who listens
yes.
to comics.
Yes.
Then have them on and talk to them. You know what I mean? Like,
I
how
would
fascinating
love that.
That. Like, but like a professional, not somebody who's like, I think you're like this, but like an actual professional. That because she had really good insight, and I was like, wow, you really know that guy.
She nailed it.
Yeah, on a couple, and I was like, oh, don't tell me what you think about me. I gotta go.
I know. Don't talk about us, please.
I was scared. I was like,
I already have a shrink to deal with.
But that was fun.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And there was a lot of all of them that came out. There was a bunch. One guy made me sign pictures of bears.
I think he posted that on Twitter. Yeah, we had Mommies in Brea come out. Gil made a shirt of the most interesting man in the world saying, I don't always visit prostitutes.
When I do, I fill her up as you should.
It was great. Whoa, yeah. We just said that together. It was great at the same time.
Yeah, that was cool.
Well, I sent it to you.
The homemade version of stuff. It's
yeah,
really cool.
It's so funny.
It's really funny, man.
I want to talk about the psychologist more.
Yeah.
But do you think being a psychologist is like how do you have normal friendships and relationships? It's kind of like when you're a writer
yeah.
and you can't watch a movie without being like, oh, that was written terribly, or
being a comic. I'm sure that plays a role, for sure. I mean, you know, I think we briefly touched on that, like, if you argue with your husband and you're a psychologist, you know, but I mean, you can't, if you pull your pro card enough and too often with people, then they're not going to want to talk to you anymore.
But can you shut it down?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think you can, because like you can shut down, you know, like you can shut down
being silly and
funny. Well, yeah, like, so, you know, like when like how many times as a comic, you know, you're a lot of times you're like, and sometimes you impulsively will say something you shouldn't have, but there's other times when you like, you just know, like, this is not an appropriate time to do that. You're shutting it down, and you'll even actually be like, that's not cool for somebody, you know what I mean, like, for someone to joke in an inappropriate setting.
Yeah, but I think, like, I know my shrink dude, she's so on it that I can come in and she like reads my mind. Like, dude, I don't even have to say anything of importance. Yeah. And that broad knows just by my body language.
Yeah.
And like how I said hello to her. It's what's like going gain on. The fuck on.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe they can't shut it. This lady deals with more trauma. Stuff.
Oh boy. Oh my god.
So it's like real serious shit.
Oh, buddy. Good for her. We need people like her in the world.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very helpful thing that's going on. But yeah, I would love to actually have a conversation where I ask, what do you think of actually these comics that you listened to?
Well, I gave my shrink my CD.
Yeah.
Because I thanked my therapist.
Yeah.
And I just gave her the CD just to see the thank you. I wanted to acknowledge her. Yeah. And she's like, so I listened to your CD. I'm like, oh my God, please don't. I don't want to hear what you. And she didn't give me an analysis on the jokes, but I know she knows why I joke about things I joke about.
Yeah.
And sometimes in therapy, I'll be like, I'll say something out of line and be like, just joking. And she'll be like, no, you're not. I'm like, you're right. I'm not. I totally, I meant that, you know.
Yeah, I would be interested to hear an analogy.
I would love for there should be a show where Shrink analyzes comics. I would just
it's like Dr. Katz.
Oh, is that? I never watched it.
That was a good show. That was the whole thing. That was the show.
Oh, shut up! Well, there you go. See,
yeah, that was
God
the show.
Damn it!
That was a great show.
20 years.
That
too
was
late.
A Comedy Central animated show. There you Dr. go. Dr. Katz. Yeah.
Wait, can I bring up something to our listeners? You guys aren't. We didn't do Ustream today because poor Tommy Mommy is sick. Dude. Second week. First week was diarrhea.
Yeah.
This week he's got a cold.
Yeah, if you saw me, I talked to a lot of our fans in New York.
Yeah.
And I didn't even make reference to it, but I was drinking tea when I was talking to all of them. That's why. I'm not a usual tea drinker at the club. But
you're so fey.
No, it's just drinks. I thought it was I'm just sitting there drinking tea, talking to everybody, hey guys. But as soon as I got over my stomach, I got this cold. I get sick a lot, man.
No, do you?
You are never fucking sick. I've known you 8 years. You've been sick 3 times.
Do you know why?
Why?
I fight it with my mind.
Get out of here.
I do. I'm telling you. Get out of here. If you tell it, I learned this from Dr. Wayne Dyer and from my best friend, Shauna.
Yeah.
Shauna, she told me this in high school. She's like, dude, every time I start to get a cold.
Dude, I do that too.
I think it away. You really got to focus on it. Though.
That's not the only way you can defeat. I'm telling you, something's wrong with me.
You just have AIDS. No, here's why you need to get all the colds that there are. My first year on the road, I got sick every month.
Yeah.
And then now I feel like my body has gotten a lot of them.
I've been doing it a while. Believe me, I've been getting a lot of colds.
Have you been doing stand-up? You should try comedy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man.
I get a lot of colds. If anybody have any secrets out there, send us your secrets. Send us
garlic.
Your secrets.
Apparently garlic's really
good. Just eat a bunch of garlic cloves, man. Why don't you eat like 20 garlic cloves a day? You'd be fine.
That didn't work for us.
Holy shit, man.
Still feeling
I wanted to tell Mr. Big about it, but I felt a little weird. I wanted to know if he would still like me. Paris, terrible. I've been eating garlic cloves.
Paris. You know what's so funny? I was just thinking this morning about how we like to torture ourselves with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like we ate too much garlic. We know you knew that was going to be not good. And then,
I didn't know it was going to go to that level, but no. I knew like when I've had like a couple garlic cloves, it's fart city. It's a bad one.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ. That was so dumb.
But this morning I was tired and I fucking made a double espresso like I do at our house. Right. And then I was like so fucking jacked out of my mind. Like I do this every morning to myself where I drink just fucking rocket fuel, and then I go into a full-blown psychotic panic, just like, like I feel my heart pounding.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what reminds me of? Henry, our old driver.
Portrait of a Serial Killer?
No, Henry, the driver who told me, told both of us about smoking crack.
Yeah.
Remember? And he was like, I get real fired up, I look out the peephole.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel like when I drink that coffee. And I'm like, why do I do this to myself?
Yeah.
Why do I go from calm waking up, just nice, calm, to I gotta fucking get ripped, and I gotta take a shit, and I gotta talk myself down? Like, sometimes my heart's pounding so hard.
I have a friend who, I don't know if it's his addiction. Maybe it's addiction. He's a pretty habitual, a very chronic marijuana smoker.
Mm.
He smokes a lot of it. He's very functional, actually owns a business, smokes every day. And he told me that he smokes until he gets panic attacks. And I was like, oh, I was like, you know what you should do is like smoke a lower grade or smoke less. And he was like, no, I like it. Like, I like getting that panic attack. Yeah. And I know the panic attack he's talking about. It's a horrible one.
That pad,
he's like, I feel like I'm going to die. And I get like, and I'm like, you like it? He's like, yeah.
Getting ripped.
He likes it. He likes getting to that level, though, of panic.
Yeah, but that's kind of what I like, the agony of being so jacked on coffee.
Yeah.
Like, I do everything, and I'm just in a state of fucking panic. Like, I'm sending emails. I'm all freaked out. I'm so super angry.
Can I have this?
That's been sitting there for weeks. Really? But you can have it. I mean, I don't know whose mouth has been on that.
Really?
Yeah. All right. And then after I get ripped and then I take a super shit, I brush my teeth, but I always brush my tongue so hard that I dry heave.
Uh-huh.
And I'll gag.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be like,
ah! Yeah.
And then like, why do I do these things to myself? I torture myself.
I torture myself too. I know.
What do you do?
I bite my nails.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I bite my cuticles, and then I flog myself for it. You know,
you do. You chastise yourself.
Of course, it looks hideous. I'm disgusted with myself.
Yeah,
it looks absolutely terrible. And then I chastise myself for like having a lack of willpower. I'm like, why don't you just stop doing that? Like, it's so like I don't like it on so many levels. Just stop doing it. It's the same thing with like losing weight.
Yeah,
like I'll chastise myself.
Stop doing it, dummy.
Yeah,
like stop Dr. being Steve Rules.
Yes, yeah, rules. Stop being a fatty. I'll chastise myself. I'll exercise really hard, like really work out super hard. And then, you know, my first meal after that will be a healthy meal. And then I'll go right back to eating shit. And then I'll be like, why are you eating this shit, man?
Why do we do these things to ourselves? We need to ask our psychologist. What I brought it up today in therapy a little bit, the coffee drinking.
Yeah.
I was like, why do I enjoy torturing myself? And she's like, well, you like the highs and the lows and the, just like with stand-up. I was likening it to stand-up. Where those, I took 2 weeks off of doing stand up, and I felt so much anxiety and so much, just like, like what is this tension? And I felt better once I got on stage. But then, sure enough, by show five, you're like, motherfucking stand up, I hate it.
I know.
So it's like the push and the pull.
I do that with masturbation too. I think that's another.
Like
one.
You go in excess and then
go
you
in
come
excess
back.
And then you feel like, you know, guilty about it. You feel shame about it. You're like, what am I fucking doing? You know?
The shame of what? Not like Catholic guilt or...
Maybe it's like, some Catholic guilt. Some of it's just like, you're in a hotel room and you're like, why don't we just keep jerking off? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like once or twice or something's fine. Yeah. But like when you have like one of those bad weeks where you're just like cranking them out over and over. I know, you're not the same. But guys,
like guy,
I guarantee you guys know what I'm talking about.
Louis C.K. talks about that a lot, too.
Yeah, I've been doing it since I was like six. So,
pulling your putt.
Yeah, I was an early one. And I do it to excess, and then I'll be like, I feel really bad about it, you know? And like, just like, what are you doing? Like, you're just doing this for that moment of the release, and then you're like,
And you're back to square one.
You're sweaty and sitting on a couch and...
That's like smoking crack, right?
It is.
Like we were watching that guy today on that TV show.
Yeah. And by the way, I talk about Henry on my... He's in my...
Oh, right. Yeah. That was a real... But that was our...
It's a real
that guy
story.
Was in our life.
Yeah.
You're good. Yeah. I like to look through the peephole. You're like, why would
I like
you
like these
want...
little brown ones walking around. Yeah.
Remember that? He used to...
That story's on my
on
new album.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
I remember when we used to live in the Rampart division of Los Angeles.
It's
and
great,
he would drive us around.
Yeah.
One time when he was driving me around, he goes, that's the corner you want to buy your crack on, right there. Now that corner right there, you can find
stuff.
This stuff.
Yeah.
While you're like, you got it. This is my neighborhood, man.
Yeah. The one time we went through the whole smoke, like he's off. He gave me weed. Like as he's
it's
driving
6 a.m., right?
He's like, I'm so high, I don't even know where I am right now. And I was like, Jesus, man. And then we lived in a predominantly Latin neighborhood. And we're driving. He's like, that's what I like right there. And I was like, well, he's like, the little brown ones. And I was like, he's like 70.
Yeah, he's an older.
And he's like, oh, I love those little brown ones.
You're allowed to say that when you're 70, I guess.
I guess, man. But I was like,
yo, right. Speaking of old.
Yeah.
Our neighbor, 94.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in the hospital for about a week now.
Oh,
it
shit.
It doesn't look good, but it looks really good for our future parking spot.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God. Oh my God, you!
I'm just saying.
You sent me a text. It was so terrible. Christina's not this cold, just so you know. But
I'll explain it after. Yeah,
but I got a text that said, hey, our neighbor, he's in the hospital. Fingers crossed. Yeah, it was pretty
well,
funny.
Okay, here's why. And I am, you're right, I'm not this callous towards
I know.
Everybody.
It's a long standing, people don't know though, it's a long standing joke between us.
Yeah.
Because of the parking situation at our place.
He has a spot that we covet.
Right, and he is a horrible driver and shouldn't be driving. And also tells me, he's like, I don't think I can drive anymore. And I'm always like, do you want to go ahead and back out of that spot then? So it's just like our own joke. But yeah, he's...
In
his defense, 92, I believe, he's going to be 20.
Listen, but his quality of life, I don't think
it's been
is
terrible.
Very good. Yeah.
It's been terrible, and he's the sweetest man, and I wish him nothing but the best, but he's been having a rough...
Yeah,
rough time since we've moved here. He's been sick.
It's sad, but you know, I see him every day. His whole day is spent just keeping himself alive.
It
it's
is.
Like, God, please.
He goes three times a week for dialysis. Yeah. He has cancer. It's just terrible.
Go to the light. Go for it.
I know.
Reach
this
for
is actually
it.
When you know his are the type of cases where you have a legitimate argument. For doing yourself in.
That's what I'm saying.
People, I know.
Look,
I know.
I was a goth girl. I was very close to Father Death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Life is not always sacred. You know, it's not this thing that should just be, you know, just because something's alive. No. Death is sometimes a very positive. This culture doesn't embrace death. Okay. Americans are very afraid of it.
Yeah.
And it's a part of life. Just let it go, man. It's time for you to go.
I do know if I was, I know the type of suffering he's going through. I think I could easily argue for like, why don't you give me a couple extra of those morphine drips, you know? Seriously.
I know.
Like, hey, this
Lights
is
out.
Pretty shitty
Let's
right
go.
Now. Yeah.
Well, because if I were terminally ill, I'd just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Let
mm-hmm.
yourself go, man. Yeah, it's too bad. Well, we'll get that parking spot soon. But when do we ask for it? That's the real problem.
I think right away, day of.
You think so?
No. Oh, no. No. No, babe.
Okay. Well, you let me know when it's appropriate to ask her for the spot. I will.
Okay.
Landlady.
Hey, I heard about the thing. That's too bad. Hey, do you think we could get that spot?
By the way, I ran into our neighbor. I finally met her face to face.
You did?
I met her face, and I haven't met her in a year, okay? I was checking our mail. And I was cursing and talking to myself because it was all bills. So here I am like walking outside just like, shit, motherfucking cunt, faggot, fucking shit. And she was like, oh, hey, Christina.
Did she know your name?
Yeah. I was like, hey, Colleen. She's like, yeah, nice to meet you finally. And I was like, yeah, sorry. I was just talking to myself out loud, cursing. I got to go. And then that was it. I ran inside. I didn't want to give her the illusion that we were going to be buddies, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to lead her on.
She didn't... I'm surprised, how did she know? Oh, yeah, from the emails. We had those emails.
She knows my name.
I know.
She
I
saw
know.
Me coming in. There she is.
There she is.
God, she sounds so different here, though.
Yeah. This is from the... from like a month ago.
She seems a little more reserved in person, I have to say.
Does she?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like this at all?
Not as outgoing in person, I'll tell you that.
Put it back in. She say that? She never said put it back in?
Can I tell you, I do feel bad in retrospect because she looked so hopeful.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, you're... And I was in such a rotten mood because something in the mail that I got kind of pissed me off, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. I couldn't snap out of being upset with the mail. Plus, I was in a caffeine rage.
I
was in my my panic rage, my crack coffee thing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't make sense of what was happening to me at the moment, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, it's too bad. Well, it's all right. I should make friends with her.
You want to try to make friends with her or no?
No.
Yeah, I feel so fucking good. Yeah, I like that. I'm a fucking dirty whore and I love fucking cocks in my holes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
What a beautiful singing voice.
Yeah. It'd be weird if you had played that for her. Like, hey, we have you on tape.
It'd be weird if she knew we had a podcast in which we discussed her.
So anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Our neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least you got that out of the way now.
Yeah, man. That was bound to happen. Hey, did we talk about my 15-second fart?
That was a little while ago. I don't know if we talked about it or not.
Well, all right.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, yeah. I mean, do you remember when it happened?
It was, we were walking up the driveway from dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was earlier in the day, you had challenged, you said that you had pretty good farts and you thought you were on my mother's level. And I said, you know, that's a pretty bold statement to make. Mm-hmm. You're kind of a novice.
Mm.
And you were like, and you kind of put that on the back shelf. And on that walk home, you taught me a lesson. That was the longest fart I've ever heard.
But I maintained eye contact.
It was awkward.
How long do you think it was, though, really?
It was... It definitely was getting close to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think your mom will appreciate that in Christmas? At Christmas when
we
I
tell
come
her?
Over?
I hope so.
Well, I'm going to practice now. Now that I know I'm capable.
Well, what did you eat?
I don't remember.
That was
now.
Was that coming out of?
Gosh, I wish I knew. Maybe definitely Mexican. I'm usually eating Mexican.
I don't think you had Mexican though. I don't think that's what that was. I think it was like I'm not sure, but.
Well, I gotta start journaling in a food journal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good way to find out what leads to the best sounds, you know
for
what
me,
I mean?
For me, yeah. 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 Like an Oprah's gratitude journal,
yeah.
But a fartitude journal.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Oh.
Wow.
Wow. We can't, mine was more of like Oh, what was that? What's going on?
I think it might have been after sushi.
I think you're right.
Then we walked back from sushi.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was also, maybe it was the walking in combination with that.
Yeah, definitely the walking.
You know?
And it was more of a deeper like...
And it kept going.
Hi,
and it kept going.
This is Molly.
No, there's...
Oh, my gosh.
Is this a fetish?
Yeah.
A farting fetish?
Mm-hmm.
And she has to be embarrassed about it or
I guess
playful?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Wish you were into farts that way.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't want to wish for that.
If I was just always like, as soon as you farted, I was like, we got to do it right now.
I don't know if I can
take
it.
I'm so hard, I can't take it.
Smelly.
Ugh. And I would ask you to fart during. I was like, just go ahead and fart. We're doing it. Come on. Fart for me.
You know, actually, it wouldn't be that hard to fart during intercourses.
Yeah. I've held in a few. I'm not gonna
so
lie.
Have I.
Yeah?
I have.
Of course.
I don't want to introduce... Once you do that...
No.
It's not very
One
good.
Thing's an accident, but I've had them before. I'm like, nah, I can't let this out. That's going to be pretty bad.
It would ruin the moment
of
for
course.
Sure. Yeah. We can't do that.
I'd still finish, but yeah, you'd
Babe.
Be done.
Oh, that's so gross.
So
speaking of...
Speaking of...
Oh, I thought you were segueing into something.
Oh, let's just go into something. Why not?
No, I want to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh.
Real talk.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
We love our shows, though.
Well, we had a lot of response from the Gypsy Wedding show.
Jesus, those fucking train wrecks, man.
Still awesome.
Still great, yeah.
But we found a new one to
get
hooked
on. It's a good show. It's entertaining. I mean, the show, this one is, it's called 7 Days of Sex. I saw a teaser and I texted you, like, you got to record this.
Immediately, yes.
And so what it does is, I don't like the way that they think that the producers give it way more credit than it deserves.
Yeah.
Like the setup is like, here's relationships, marriages that are in trouble. They're going to have sex for 7 days. And if they succeed, we'll renew their vow. It's like,
or divorce. Like,
yeah,
no,
it's like, no, it's not that.
You think a TV show is going to lead to that? Well, I like the, it's marital couples that have severe dysfunction.
Yeah.
Like, can sex cover up the problems?
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's really what it is. Like, you want it to cover it up. But anyways, I wanted to see what it was about. And it does have it's just fun to watch people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just very different couples. And, you know, you just see, like, it is interesting to watch different women and men you know, like how different couples operate.
Oh yeah. You know? I can watch that shit forever.
Yeah, so and they all have different levels of dysfunction. Here's a clip, let's see if this will play from one of the episodes. Will it play?
Real talk.
Absolutely not. Is it not going to play? Love it. All right.
Is it from the Lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's which weird. Means it takes a while to load.
Yeah, but
there's a common theme in these, and it's usually the guy is just like, I gotta fly.
The guy's like, you're really hurting me. I mean, they take couples in different, like at different stages. Some of them have married like 18 months, some of them 14 years.
Yeah.
Some have kids, some have no kids. But this clip right here, let's see. I think this is the clip of the woman. Well, here, let's see. It's about to play. We got a couple seconds. Which one is this one? I think this is Matt and April.
The Blondie.
Is it?
Yeah.
7 days of sex. Yes.
You can't get out of it now?
I can't make day one.
You can't fail on day one?
No, I can't fail on day one. That'd be pretty bad, right?
That would be pretty bad. I'd be disappointed, that's for sure.
Wait, have we
She's always
said
focused
the
on
premise?
Making you a phone call or something like that.
Okay.
So,
check my email.
You got to have the premises. I'm sorry if we didn't set it up correctly. Is that these couples will have sex for 7 days?
Seven consecutive days. Of sex, right? Okay, sorry. Just wait. Yeah. So April.
Okay, and then.
She's already like
this is
it's
she's
getting
very
late
controlling.
Yeah.
She's a works. She does well in business, and is like already being like, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah, she's like a pharmaceutical sales rep.
Yeah,
and she,
all right.
He's it's like, a perfect example of what will happen and what does happen. I'm just completely frustrated.
He's looking at.
And she's like packing up Tupperware right now, and like.
Just finding shit to do other than fuck this guy.
Shower first.
For me to turn my mind off a lot of times from what all has gone on through the day is really hard. So a lot of times it's more of me just checking the box to say, okay, I spent time with my husband today.
She's focused on sex long enough to really just get the task over and done with. And she's on to the next thing. I mean, she'll be on the phone, you know. 10 seconds after or something like that.
Jeez.
And she is.
Yeah.
So they're showing a clip of her on her BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Or
right
talking.
Away.
Oh, she's talking on the phone now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Right after. 10 seconds after having sex with her husband. Now, the converse of that, however, is that the husband was really in shape when they first got married.
Right.
And she's very in shape, too. So she demanded, you know, she wanted him to stay in shape. He let that go.
Right.
So she has a hard time being physically attracted.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Right?
I mean, that's definitely...
That's his side of it.
That's definitely a thing for her is like, hey, you know, you used to be in really good...
But she's really... She's like, we got to check the box.
Got
and
it.
She can't say sex. She's like, she calls it a board meeting. She's like, we got to have our board meeting.
Yeah, that's another weird thing is the people, and it's usually the women, at least on the show, who are like, they don't like the words. She spelled,
right,
the other lady
weird.
Spelled orgasm.
Yes.
And, or he's like,
yes.
You know, the one guy was like,
S-E-X.
We're going to have sex. She's like, oh, I can't believe you just said
she
that.
She said that. April says that. This girl goes.
But another one said
don't
that too.
Say it. Don't say it on TV. S-E-X.
Yeah. Like, what?
Here's a word of
How
advice.
How many people are like that?
Oh, I think a lot of girls. A word of advice to all the mommies out there, male and female.
Yeah.
If you're with somebody that can't even talk about sex,
yeah.
Can't say the word orgasm, has to spell things out, and like run for the hills, unless you don't want to have a good sex life, unless you're okay
yeah.
with not having... And some people are
I gotta
less
pee.
Sexual.
Keep talking to them.
You're going to go take a whiz right now? First of all, you smell so bad right now.
Right.
If you guys, you have to smell my husband. He hasn't showered in like 2 days. But as I was saying, oh yeah, okay, so guys... If you're with a girl and she can't even talk about sex or spell it or whatever, just run for the hills. Because a good indicator of how somebody is before you get married about that stuff is how they're going to be maybe after they get married. But a lot of times what happens when we get married, why the sex slows down is that, you know, when you get married, it's a partnership, right? And you guys start to work together as a team. And a lot of times people get more into the habit of ordering each other around or maybe getting resentful. And when you resent each other, you don't want to fuck each other. And I know that's true, at least for me and for girls. Like if Tommy, for instance, if like I ask him to take out the trash repeatedly and he doesn't, it makes me resentful. And then I don't want to touch his wiener. And that's a cycle. So ladies, if you have a guy that if he's doing something that's making you resentful, please tell him. Don't just withhold sex because that's fucking really mean and shitty to do to somebody as well. You don't want to just withhold. You got to tell that person, hey, do this. Otherwise, I don't want to have sex with you. Right, Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
I was talking about resentment and why women get like this, like this woman, April.
Yeah.
She could be this way because of the responsibility of parenthood. Maybe the husband's not holding up his end as a parent. So and the woman feels like he is just another child in the house.
And he
not a partner to have sex with. That can happen too.
Yeah, he also he didn't have the he didn't maintain shape being in shape, I think she resents that.
She does resent that. Yeah.
She's in shape. I think it bothers her that you know that he didn't take care of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can definitely fuck up a sex life too.
Sure.
But I feel like that part, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, your shape changes and you can't expect people to stay perfect throughout your entire fucking marriage, but whatever.
No, I know. But I'm saying, what here's the real key. It's not about whether someone's in shape or not. It's whether or not you being in or out of shape is a factor for the other person.
The other person, yes.
Right. Like,
that's why I didn't marry somebody that was like, you're looking a little chubby, Christina. I'd be like, really? Go fuck yourself.
You look amazing.
Don't you think, like, if you had someone that was like a total fitness freak and you're not?
Oh.
It would be.
Clearly, that wouldn't work for me. No.
Or me.
No, I couldn't.
I'd be miserable with somebody that was always like.
I could take, like, hey, you want to play tennis?
Yeah.
Like, all right. But I can't take, like, a hardcore, like, hey, it's six, wake up, we're doing our run.
Which a lot of dudes.
I told you about this tour. We have to.
And this one?
But it has to be right at 4 and 5 a.m.
This what is do you say Namisha.
About, what do you say about north, south, east, west? What's it called?
So this couple is Namisha and Joe. And this is why people respect. This is one of my favorite things is you pointed this out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's actually true. And you said if one of the people is completely supporting the other one, can't the other one just do a few of the basic things?
I agree.
Take care of yourself physically.
Yes.
Take care of the house.
Yes.
And if that person has some requests, maybe fulfill those.
Listen, I'm as feminist as they come.
Yeah.
If both people in the marriage work, you can't expect that shit, okay?
Right.
If both of us are working the same amount of hours, I shouldn't be expected to put dinner on the table alone every night, keep the house clean, do the laundry. That's not fair. But let's say, Tommy, if you earned a lot of money.
Right, which I don't.
And you're like, Christina, you stay home. Guess what? I'll fucking clean the house.
Yep.
I'll cook the food. I'll do the laundry. Mm-hmm. And I'll get my ass to the gym every day. Because I ain't got fuck else to do.
You got nothing to do.
You got nothing else to do, bitch.
This is what's amazing. They always tell you, like, you don't know, you don't realize what you have, you know, when you have it.
Yeah, yeah.
This lady clearly doesn't know how good she has it. Because in this relationship, this guy, he works like a crazy fucking schedule.
Yeah.
I think he works 6 days a week. He's up at like 5 every morning. He goes to the gym. He busts his balls at work, obviously. Yep. He provides a beautiful house.
Great life for this broad, yeah.
And every scene for 7 days, morning, noon, and night, she has a glass of wine in her hand.
Every scene, she's
never
drinking.
Cleaned. She's never cleaned the place. Doesn't know how to clean. They bring a cleaning lady to help her. She's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
She won't work out, which is something he wants.
Right.
And all she does is just spend his money. That's it.
That's it. That makes me bananas.
Let's see how this clip is. This is a clip
it's
of the trailer.
It's for this week.
Okay. So which way is north?
Never. What?
All right, I don't know what the fuck that was. Anyways, that show is really interesting. It's a fun show.
It is fun. It's fun to see how you measure up to other couples, which is the only reason you watch reality shows, to see how not crazy or crazy you are.
Right.
But yeah, I think people take each other for granted, man. But sex does not solve your marital problems, that's for sure. But they don't really address that.
Yeah.
But it's still fun to watch people.
It is fun. And this is, let's see, this is... This is Amy and Steve. This is a clip from one of theirs. Let's see what they're saying here.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. Can we?
This is day five?
Yeah. Day five.
Yeah. They should clean the house now, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
What are you saying? You're a little Mexican pig.
That was interesting. So yeah, we'll see if they make it. Hopefully they'll revisit this couple, you know, and see how they do.
That one.
The other show I've really been watching. I love this guy's personality is this Hotel Impossible on Travel Channel. That guy's great, man. He's just like a hotel expert, and he goes in and he's like, "Here's why your hotel sucks."
Yeah, it's the best.
And I think if you travel, you stay in a lot of hotels, you can really appreciate a guy like this, man.
Oh, for sure.
Because he complains about all the shit you'd want to complain about.
Uh huh.
You know.
Well, first of all, he always runs in and he tears down shitty drapery immediately. This is bullshit. This right here. And then he does those things where he takes his hand and he runs it along the tops of things, and it's all is dirty. And he one time he found a turd in the toilet. Remember that? He's like, oh, I can't even look at this.
Yeah,
come over here. I can't even. He gets so offended.
He really.
So great.
Let's see what he says.
He's great.
Help me with my car. I'm Anthony.
Juan.
Nice to meet you, Juan. Let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to have a beard or everybody has to shave?
No, I gotta shave.
You're supposed to shave, right?
I forgot to do it.
You forgot? Hotel employees need to be presentable.
Here we go.
This arrival and check-in process plays a huge part in the guest satisfaction with the hotel. It seems to me that the ocean man is turning off their guests before they even walk in the door. What happens with my car? How much is it?
It will be $5, but you can pay on the way out.
Okay, $5 for how long? 24 hours?
24 hours, yeah.
Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
He's on top of his shit.
Yeah.
I like somebody that cares about their business.
Oh,
you know?
Me too. Yeah, I like that he comes in, he straightens shit out.
He's straight. He tells you why you're fucking failing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, and this is how you can, you know, you can get to where you want to be.
I feel like we could do that with comedy clubs.
Of course.
You could walk in there.
I do this every week.
I know.
Except I just talk about like some, I'm like, you know what I really don't like, and I'll talk about another club.
I will commend like the GM, if their club is really on top of it, I'll be like, you're doing an exceptional job.
Of course.
Other places do not do. Because it's the little, listen, if you're paying, you know, $200 a night to stay, to sleep somewhere else, you better fucking be in clean sheets. You better not have turds in your toilet and hairs. You know what makes me bananas is seeing like a black hair on my bed.
Know.
I'll be like, dude, I don't have black hair, so I know that's not mine.
I know.
Get that shit off, dude.
I know.
Nothing's more foul than knowing people have slept there before. You want to believe that you're the first person that's ever been in that room.
That's exactly right.
But there's jizz probably everywhere.
And we can pick apart these clubs like that, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
I mean,
I tell them,
but it's all, you know what it always, so this shows you, and it's with the comedy club, it's with any business, it's all in the details.
Absolutely.
If you're not detail oriented and you're running any type of business,
it
can't be top notch.
Can't do it, man. I'll tell you, even something as small at a comedy club, like let's say you order some fucking buffalo wings, make sure they're cooked. Just give me like a cooked, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
No, I'm serious. Like I ordered some at some club, I'm not going to say where, and they came out raw, pretty much raw. And I'm like, you could kill somebody by giving them bad chicken.
Well, yeah. I think the first place to start is when you get to a club. Make sure somebody there greets you.
Oh, yeah.
I've walked in, walked to the green room. There's no water. There's nothing to drink. Nobody comes back and says, can I get you something?
Oh, it's the worst.
The show starts and I go, hey, can I order something? Can I get some water? And they're like,
Who
are you? What do you need? And you're like, I want some water. Could you bring like 10 bottles to the green room?
Yeah. I can't even imagine what the patrons go through.
I know.
I mean, it's got to be.
But it's all in the GMs. That's a fucking GM. Like that. Like I can say because it's so well run, but like you run to like a, like in New York, like in Gotham, it's such a well run club.
It's
like
probably gotta
but it's because
be.
They care so much. If they don't give a shit, that's why like Comedy Works is so good because Wendy cares so much, and then Louis Lee cares about Acme, and like they give a shit.
Of course,
So the details. Here's a teaser if you don't.
Channel's new series, Hotel Impossible. Struggling hotels across America are about to get a wake-up call.
You're not going
to
take any crap from me. I'm not going to take any crap from you.
Are you kidding me?
As hotel expert Anthony Melchiori.
That's disgusting.
This is just absolute negligence.
Did you rent the room like this?
Transforms hotels and their owners before it's too late.
The work starts right now.
Before you check in, check out Hotel Impossible. Premieres April 9th, only on Travel Channel.
I love this guy. I could watch him do anything. So anyways, a couple good things to check out. You can check out both of those shows, Hotel Impossible, 7 Days of Sex. Do you want to play this clip we've been holding on to? So why don't you set it up, man?
Is this mine?
Yeah.
you guys are exciting.
Known top dog, and now it's time
for the other side. Finally.
Yeah.
My parents. Well, my dad, my father Arpad, who is like my hero, and I love him more than anything. My dad's a little different than top dog.
Yeah.
Let's just start there. My dad is an international lover.
Mm-hmm.
He is an immigrant. He's from Hungary. We know that. And some of his proudest moments are stories that he likes to tell me over and over. And this is a story he told me at brunch with his girlfriend present and her daughter. This is at brunch for my father's birthday.
All right.
This is one of his favorite stories that he likes to tell.
So I'm here with my father and his girlfriend, Susan, and her daughter, Lauren, and we're at brunch for my father's birthday, and he's about to tell one of his favorite stories. Go ahead, Dad. Just talk as you normally would.
Okay, so Willie and I, Miami Beach, South Beach, we sit down, and between about 11:30 and 7 o'clock in the evening, we had 76 beers.
76 beers.
Yeah. That was his friend Willie, who's now dead, but back then, he and his best friend Willie, they sat down at South Beach, and they drank 76 beers.
It's incredible. Here we are.
In a day. Yeah.
Between the two of you?
I only knew that I'm a little bit drunk because I walked into the ladies' room instead of the men's room. At that time, I knew I was a little drunk, and then we went home. We took a shower and we went out and drank some more.
So it was more than 75 or 76 beers.
I don't know how many, but we went home, took a shower, went back to the strip there and just had some more beers.
What kind of beer were you drinking that day?
I think it was Heidelberg or something like that. Heineken, Heidelberg, something like that.
So like a lager, like a lighter beer.
Yeah, it was a good beer.
Wait, can I?
We had some champagne too, I don't remember.
Some champagne too.
The thing is that it wasn't a light beer. Like when I said that at the time, do you ever drink two Heinekens?
Yeah.
It's heavy as fuck. My dad drinks like, it's not like Miller time with him. He was drinking like Heinies.
Yeah.
Like full bodied, full flavored.
Bold flavors.
76 beers.
Yeah. It's a lot of beers, just for the record. Split between him and his friend, that's, 38 a piece.
Yeah.
It's a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do the math at some point.
And we ate too, Ali.
Oh, you have to eat.
Yeah.
But you taught me that rule number one, if you're going to drink, you have to eat. You taught me this when I was very
young. Yes. We ate and we drank and everything, and I wasn't that drunk at all. I could find my way home.
So, that can't be true. So, you had 75 beers.
That's 76.
76.
I remember. I couldn't believe it. We drank 76 beers. They probably cheated on us. But if you break it down, that's about 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad. It's only...
It's not. Do the math.
It's only about 6 beers. About 8 beers an hour. So that's 4...
It's my dad just said it's only 8 beers an hour.
So much.
That's so much alcohol.
Like full.
It's hot.
It's hot, which is even better because it's dehydrating.
Restroom was very close, so that was not a problem.
And it was just you and Willie, or were there other people?
Sonia and Chutka.
Okay.
And they were drinking champagne and eating, and we were just talking, eating, and drinking.
Having a good time.
Yeah. And I went home, and then we went out again.
So it was more than 7.
That, by the way, what he said, that description embodies your dad's philosophy in life. We were eating, we were drinking and talking. That's what he likes to do.
Loves it. Well, that's a very Hungarian.
Yeah.
You just get hammered.
Yeah.
Tell stories.
Get some food.
Eat something. That's like my favorite shit to do, though.
That's everybody's. That's life.
I know,
that's
man.
How to live, man.
His math's way off, by the way.
No, I know. Yeah,
it's
I know.
More like, okay, if it's 76 beers, he was drinking for 8 hours, him and Willie, right? That's right. 9.5 beers per hour.
Between the two of them.
Between the two of them. So
they're each drinking roughly four and a half beers.
4.5 beers an hour. Can you do that? I mean,
you can until a certain amount of hours. Yeah, you could do that for, you know. I mean, I think I could probably get to the third or fourth hour. I mean, I would be fucking hammered, but then that's when I would tap out probably.
Wait, 60 beers in an hour. I mean, sorry. 4 beers in 1 hour.
Right.
That's
I could do that.
Every
and then,
15 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, you could do that if you're a drinker for a while, and then you'd start to wind down.
I would die. That would put me in the hospital so fast.
No, you don't have the. You couldn't do that.
I can't even drink 4 beers in a night.
No. You definitely couldn't do that. All right.
That's my pops.
Yeah, I think maybe during the third hour is when I would pass out.
Sure.
76 beers.
Oh, maybe.
Did you drink beer at the second round?
I don't remember. I don't remember what restaurant we went to. I don't remember what time we got home. Nothing.
That's amazing.
That's nothing.
It's nothing. Do you think that's the most you've ever drank in one day?
Yeah. For sure.
You don't think you could outdo that number?
Maybe if I get in practice.
How long ago was that? Were you in
about
prime?
10 years ago.
10 years
About 8 years ago, 7, 8 years ago.
So you were in prime condition. That was.
I was in good shape.
You'd worked your way up.
He was 55.
Yeah. Really? I thought this was like a 20-year-old story.
Thanks so much.
I'm so proud of you, Dad. Thank you for sharing.
I'll try it, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Go
anyway,
to the next one?
That's my dad. I don't know if we talk about the same shit over and over.
I don't know.
I was a little drunk myself.
I didn't get to preview them. So
no, that's about the story.
Okay. It is a fun story,
it's
man.
It's cute, right?
Yeah, of course. It's awesome.
He's such a player. You know what I was thinking today? Like,
he is that guy. He is the most interesting man in the world.
He's that guy. He's like,
people
don't always
can't even, if you want to picture him, I mean, that is like the type of guy he is.
He's like a cool,
he's
my
too
dad's
cool.
Never lost his cool. I remember for my 30th birthday, remember my dad, when we had a party up at his house?
Yeah.
And it was like Ryan Sickler, you, me, and our friend Eric Lundy and all of us. And I remember Ryan saying to Eric Lundy, like, hey, man, do you think we're ever going to be as cool as Christina's dad?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, no way.
No way, man.
No, he's like the coolest dude.
I wasn't as cool as your dad, as cool as he is now. I wasn't that cool when I was like 22.
No, neither am I, man. No. He's got it. And he's 66 and he's rocking the
He's a natural charmer. He charms everybody.
God damn it.
And he's...
Never loses his cool, man.
No.
Never.
And he has no tolerance for nonsense either.
No.
I like that. He's
That's
a good, he could be the fucking Hotel Impossible guy too. He'll tell people what sucks real quick.
Well, can I tell you that is...
Real quick.
Yeah. One thing my dad is fucking great at is breaking it down. Like, there's no subtlety at all. Like, he will tell girlfriends and she'll be like, you're too fat. Come on. You
need
to. Like, he will tell you...
You don't cook. You don't do anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. It must be rough. And then he keeps them like, oh, am I not doing everything right?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
My dad should have a pimp school.
Yeah.
And just teach you how
that
to get your pimp hand.
You know what I should do? I should talk to your dad.
Yes. Yes.
About pimping ain't easy kind of shit. And you know what I mean? Just ask him about like, how do you fucking do this with broads?
Yeah.
And see if he'll like just spit some science on it.
I wish.
But I almost think he's like a baseball player when you go, how do you hit the ball? And they go, like, you just hit it.
It's zen.
You know? Yeah. Like, I think he would just be like, I don't know, man. You just crush pussy all day. I don't know what to
tell
you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't, you don't.
But we don't know.
You can't explain zen.
Because we do have the time together when we were in the ocean, he and I.
This is unbelievable.
You were up on the beach and we're in South Beach. And we're at like the furthest point south on South Beach, the most beautiful, like really exclusive, nice area. And I'm just like, it's like sitting in the water with him and there's these women walking around in thongs. Some are topless. And he goes, Dom, I tell you, if you can't get laid here, you can't get laid anywhere. And I was like, right on, Dad.
Your future
like,
father-in-law.
I was like, I'm going to try with that one up there. He's yeah, almost like, oh, yeah, 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 I forgot you're taken.
By my daughter.
Yeah, by my daughter.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of dads, by the way,
yeah,
I'm about to, you
Let's
guys
do
are
it. This is a Father's
excited.
Day edition.
Well, it's not here, but tomorrow I'm going on a trip with Top Dog.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So I hope to come back with just
hours
of choice audio.
Oh,
because I'm going to be asking a lot of questions, and I'm going to press record every time. So I'm just going to spend, I'm about to spend 3 full days with Top Dog.
I can't even imagine. So, he's going to fart in that room, and you're going to smell it. It's going to be awful.
There's going to be a lot of dirty talk, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So should be pretty exciting. I'm excited for it.
You're snoring right now, too. He's going to be miserable. Remember when he woke you up?
Tommy! Yeah, I do. I do remember. Well, we got to wrap this up. We love you guys.
No, mommies. What a fun hour.
That was fun, man. It did go by fast. We'll talk to you in a week or so. And until then, stay strong. Pull your jeans up.
Pull them up high.
We'll have some Top Dog for you. Thank you for sharing that today, Christina.
Yeah, I thought it was time.
It was time. It was fun. And we'll see you guys soon.
We love you, mommy.
Bye, mommy.
Be good.
The sheep and the hot twin. Yo. Bobby. Yo. Yo. What's up, Bobby? Yo, Bobby. Yo, what's a Bobby? But Bobby, yo, hit the bodega for 40 ounce, Sun Garcia Vega. Two bags Bobby of chips and one pack of nail laters. Flame tucked down to my nut for my last buck. Only thing Bobby keep a nigga calm is the good fuck. Loose these cigarettes be dipped in wet. Chicken of the seeds get trapped inside my net with their clothes off. Son, when their gun goes off, I'm bound to play Napoleon and blow a nose off.